just to cover a little bit of what was said this morning and in the introduction, the book of Leviticus chapter 13 and chapter 14 deals with the subject of leprosy. Now, there are three categories of leprosy in these two chapters. There is the leprosy of the body, which is the first section, and the exercise for this week, this weekend, for this conference was to take the first leprosy, which is affecting the body, and break it up into two groups. So there was the leprosy of the body and the necessity to be reminded that we are not our own. Our bodies have been purchased, and we are not to use these bodies that God has delivered and saved in the practice or the manifestation of sin, to allow the flesh to express itself in the eruptions that leprosy would speak of. And then there is the second part of the first group of leprosy, and that has to do with the matter of leprosy found in the head. And that's the subject that I will be taking up in a couple of minutes. But there are other two categories, and the person who's going to follow me is leprosy in the garment. And then in chapter 14, these two, the first two, are leprosy as they were moving through the wilderness, as they were on their way to Canaan. But when we get to chapter 14, and there's, again, according to the notes, there will be some comment on this, there was the idea of leprosy in the house. And it says, when you come into the land and you're dwelling in a house, if there is a leprous house. So there's three really categories of leprosy in these three chapters. Now, from a very practical perspective, they're not really the same thing, right? Because in the one case, it is a disease and a sickness, a contagious disease in the flesh and in the head. In the second one, when it's in the garment, one you might think of, and you might be helpful in someone who's going to speak on this, might bring this out a little further. It has to do perhaps with mildew or mold. You know, you ever stick a shoe under a bed where it's moist and dark, and then you pull it out and it's got this stuff all over it. It might be something like that. And then when it comes to something, the leprosy in the house, if you go down in your basement and it's damp and you don't have a dehumidifier running, you see this black stuff growing up the wall. And those might be what is physically being talked about in these two texts, in these two chapters. So there are real conditions that have an impact upon God's people. And it's so important for us to really appreciate this idea of why does God bring this point out. We touched on it a little bit this morning. These were his people. They were coming out. He says, come out to me and that they might worship me. And who is he? He is a holy God. And so what is necessary is that holiness becomes the people of God because they're in association with the one who is holy. But there's another aspect of it. It is not just individuals. You see, sometimes we live in America, and I personally have been negatively impacted by the teaching. In my education, I have been poorly educated in the benefits and the well-being of what it means to be a rugged individualist. And we go around thinking, I am my own man. I am the master of my ship. And rugged individualism is glorified and amplified. And I at one time embraced that idea. But what we have to really remember is that when God called out a people, he called out a collection of people. When God saved you and he saved me, he not only saved us individually, but he has placed us in a community of life. And what is necessary in that community of life is that we live in such a way that we don't negatively impact one another, but that we can positively encourage one another. And so if you look at leprosy from a very pragmatic perspective, when he brings this before us, it's not only because they were worshiping a holy God, but also they were in a community together. So if a person had leprosy, physical leprosy, he had not only the danger of what it would do to himself, but it also had an impact on the community. And God was very concerned about that. And same thing with the garment. What is a garment? We rub shoulders, we come together, we're collective. And there could be impacts Likewise, when it's in the house, fellowship and communion, where we can sit down. If you look in the New Testament, it says the brethren came together and enjoyed breaking of bread from house to house. How can you have fellowship from house to house if the house is not in a suitable condition to have it? And so this is the backdrop. It's not only that we worship a holy God, but we are worshiping collectively. And so if your life and my life is not in the right state and condition, I can negatively impact the community of faith. And that's something I want us to think about as we launch into this. Now, the first aspect of this leprosy is leprosy of the body. And Brother John White, you know, when he talked to me, he says, you know, we want to separate the two because on the one hand, it's the body. But he says, I want you to take up the subject of leprosy in the head. And so we read the text. And I don't want to, you know, every once in a while, I think it's humorous sometimes the way the Bible writes things. But it says in verse 29, if a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard. I just thought that was kind of interesting the way that worded that, right? You get it? Oh, come on. The idea is that this possibility can occur to all people. It's not relegated to males or relegated to females. It's anyone. And what is concerning here is that it is an appearance of something. And we have to be very concerned that when something appears, and we had this in the discussion, it was very good. When something appears, we need to analyze and understand what it really is. And so when a scab or a sore would appear in a person's head or in his beard, it was to be of concern because was it leprous or was it just a cold sore? Was it just acne gone wild? There was a necessity to discern exactly what's going on. And so the priests would be engaged to examine and to look, and he would look, and Brother Sam gave us all of the details of what you do and what you look for, and they're similar when it comes to the idea of having a sore on one's head. You would look and you would examine, and there were telltale signs that what the priest was to identify. If it was this way, clear, leprous. But there was the possibility that it wasn't. And so he would look and it would have some of the characteristics of it. And then the Bible says, the Lord said to Moses, well, the priests put that person in quarantine for 7 days. Because we want to assess and determine what is the true character of what this sore is on his head. Seven days later, the priest would then take another look. And he would look again to see if there were those symptoms. And we had one of those symptoms this morning. Did it spread? Did it go into the skin, beneath the skin? If that were the case, it's leprous. But if it dried up and hair started to grow back through the sore, then the person was going to be told to take a bath and get cleaned up. But if there was a second period, just to be absolutely certain that he was cleansed, he would be shut up yet 7 more days. And if there was no more spreading, it had dried up, the hair started to grow back, he would be pronounced clean. We learn this and we read this and we say to ourselves, okay, what can we learn from this? I really appreciated this morning when Brother Sam brought to us that verse in Mark, and then we can couple that with the verse in Galatians chapter 6, that the manifestation of this erupting, corrosive thing called leprosy can be seen as a type of sin and its manifestation. And believe me, young people, you do not have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be a genius to really understand the impact and the effect of sin. I want to just go back really quickly to that verse in Mark chapter 6. Because not only was it the things listed, but I want to just make a couple comments about those things that are listed there in Mark chapter 6, as well as the ones mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, I think it is.